This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
President-elect Donald Trump last week held his first news conference in about 6 months. And where do we start with this? I'll just get things rolling. One of my complaints about the news conference is that, according to what I've read and heard, some reporters were turned away. Trump's handlers said there was not enough space in the room to accommodate all the journalists who showed up. Yet some 30 Trump supporters filled the back of the room, and they cheered. They literally cheered on the president-elect. That's wrong. Mm-hmm. This was not a rally or a jobs announcement or a bill signing. It was a news conference. Save the cheering for a staged event. A news conference should be an opportunity for journalists to ask questions they feel are of interest to the American public. Also, I think it might have been a bit of an attempt to bully or intimidate journalists by having Trump supporters in the back of the room and intimidating the media. That's what tyrants do. It does not belong in America.
Yeah, Rich, I was wondering if I was watching an actual press conference or the Morton Downey Jr. show. It was definitely combative. I think it was planned. I think it was something that he put together with the room dimensions and limiting the size and the scope and the place. And having his own handlers in there and having his own peanut gallery in there, it was definitely, unfortunately, I think, signs of things to come in the Trump administration.
Yeah, a bit of a circus, really. And
absolutely.
It was really uncalled for to say that CNN was fake news.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are obvious misunderstandings here. Him equating CNN with BuzzFeed. And BuzzFeed, if anyone recalls, is the organization that put out this document about allegations about Trump and Russia, right? Now, CNN had not released this document. They did not link to this document, but they did talk about how this document had been presented in a summary to the president-elect, the president, vice president in their meetings. And Donald Trump, you know, just went all out on them. And when Jim Acosta of CNN tried to ask a question, he was shut down multiple times as Jim Acosta was trying to ask him a question.
Yeah, the difference between what BuzzFeed did and what CNN did is that BuzzFeed just got hold of something and put it out there. CNN tried to do some real reporting, some context. As you mentioned, Jasmine reported on where this document came from and how it was being used within our government. Now, what about when the CNN reporter was called out in that way? I've seen some discussion among journalism circles. Should fellow reporters have tried to support that journalist in some way? Should they have asked the question themselves, or should they have refused to continue until Trump answered his questions?
They should have supported their fellow journalists, and they're going to need to, I think, in this administration, because I think we're going to see a lot more of this.
Yeah, I think they're going to need each other with this kind of a president who's got this approach, who's making the press out to be the enemy. I think that the press needs to realize they're on the same team of trying to get the truth out and trying to, you know, maintain a democracy or some semblance of one. Absolutely.
How should a journalist supported the CNN reporter?
Okay, so well, there are a couple options. One could have been they deferred back to Jim Acosta and said, "I'm not going to ask my question, but Jim can have my time." Or they could have re-asked the question that Jim was trying to ask about CNN and why he was calling them fake news.
Absolutely. And trying to, you know, re-ask the question or rephrase it in a different way or, you know, they're all trying to find out the same information here. And there's no reason why they can't piggyback on each other trying for the sake of trying to get the information and get that out and get that reported.
I've read some online complaints from those who feel the media fawned over Barack Obama when he became president and now subjecting Trump to much more scrutiny. Do you agree?
Well, I mean, even on this Shop Talk, we've talked about the Obama administration and how they handled the press, and they were not perfect by any means, and they were called out plenty of times by people in that business and as journalists, the photographers.
Absolutely. What you're referring to is the Obama administration really limited access for photojournalists. Mm-hmm. And in, as his administration has come to an end, we've seen a lot of great photographs of Barack Obama, but I bet none of those are from actual photojournalists. Those are from a White House photographer whose job it is to make the president look good. And mm-hmm. we're not getting really, I believe, a true picture of what this administration has looked like in the waning days or even in recent years.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that what we've seen here is with Trump being Trump and the way that he's behaved and acted, how is the press supposed to react to that? It's been so unprecedented. He's put up a wall and talking about walls and trying to limit access and calling reporters out as being liars, something that's so unprecedented and so unpresidential that how can't the press rely or report on it in that way? I don't see how they can avoid that.
Yeah, and every time that a politician, some elected official, puts up some kind of barrier, we are the first to speak out about it. So this happened with Hillary Clinton putting up a line where the press could not go past during different parade routes and things where she made appearances. That kind of thing we talk about all the time. But this takes it to another level. How Trump is treating journalists takes it to a brand new level.
And to a level that we haven't seen before. It's so unprecedented and so unusual. And that's one of the major tenets of what makes news.
But it does continue a pattern we've seen in this century. George W. Bush was rather secretive, and I think of Barack Obama took it to another level. And now we have a president-elect who tweets out his thoughts in the middle of the night and rarely makes himself available to the media. And again, the reason the president, whoever it is, should be making himself or herself available to the public or to the journalist is because journalists are representing the public. They're asking the questions that they believe the public wants to know answers to.
And without it, we don't have a democracy. I mean, we are the stand-in for the public, and we are the eyes and the ears of what the public needs to know and wants to know, the conduit, the in-between. And if we can't have that, then what kind of faith and trust do we have in the presidency or the executive office whatsoever?
All right. We need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.